dress.
Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Pathetic gay fool in an old dude's school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
I actually made a list. Again, for the 14th time. And the top two names on my list is Kathy Bacon and Big Fatty. I will do a podcast of the 100 reasons why I love Kathy Bacon. But it would, and Big Fatty, and Poodle, hey Poodle! But it lasts for like 2 or 3 hours. So just know that I love you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And Poodle, hey Poodle.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 1678, the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 17th of June 2014, yo, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I am finally back in the Fat Cave, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, Hummus.
Big Fatty, that's Vulgar.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Hummus. You are Hummus today because, y'all, you can hear the hum. Can you hear the hum?
Big Fatty, I hear it.
Y'all, it's the hum of the air conditioning unit here in the Fat Cave because, y'all, Big Fatty has now officially entered the air conditioning time here at the Fat Cave. So if you don't like the sound of the hum of the AC unit, y'all, I'm just going to suggest that you just go ahead and unsubscribe from the Walnut Hill Show. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. But Poodle and Squeaky Kitty and I are back here in the Fat Cave, y'all. It was just to kind of catch you up on the last little bit of the vacation. Dr. Stone and I recorded yesterday's little show on Saturday afternoon. Hey, y'all, Saturday night. Well, we went out. What did we do Saturday night? They had a little reception. They had a little reception, and y'all, and then we went out for supper. Y'all, we went out to it was called Lulu's Bait Shack or something like that. But y'all, it was a chain. We thought it was going to be a little local place or something like that, but it was kind of a chain. But y'all, we ate, we had some scrimp bisque, and what is that Cajun soup called? Not jambalaya. I don't know what it's called.
Big Fatty, why'd you bring up
gumbo, scrimp gumbo? We had that, and then we had the scrimp platter, and y'all, it had the garlic scrimps, and it had the coconut scrimps, and it had the fried scrimps, and y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. And then on Sunday, y'all, we slept in late. We went to the Lester's. Did we go to the Lester's Diner on Sunday? I think we did. Sunday was a travel day. Saturday night. When did we go to? I don't remember when. We had scrimps on Friday. That is Saturday night. We went to. Oh, y'all, that is some. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Saturday night, we met Dr. Stone's friends, and we went to the Dixie Barbecue joint. And, y'all, it was quite good. Y'all, it was so much food, though. It was just, it was too much. Too much! But, y'all, it was good. And, y'all, then we came back, and Big Fatty packed up the valise. And, y'all, then there was a gentleman calling. And, y'all, I gotta say, just to be honest, it was not the best gentleman caller experience Big Fatty has ever had. So anyway, and Dr. Stone was kind enough to leave the room. Big Fatty, he only left so he wouldn't vomit. Well, that's true too. But anyway, let's see, what else did I do? You went to sleep, and y'all then got up on Sunday morning, and I took my share and all, and Dr. Stone, you know, his flight was leaving at at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and Big Fatty's flight left at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. So he had decided that he talked to his friends, and he just spent the afternoon with them, and they took him to the aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto. Big Fatty left the hotel about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I went to the Lester's Diner on Sunday morning, and I had my brofkas and my coffee there because I had plenty of time. Dr. Stone, I assume he had the complimentary continental breakfast they had there at the hotel. Then Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty do then? Then I went and y'all, I turned in the rental car. And I turned the rental car in, and I went and I checked my valise on the Delta Airlines. And y'all, I had the TSA pre-screening. So y'all, I didn't have to take off my shoes or my belt, or I did not get the full anal body cavity search. Big Fatty Walker, didn't have to take my computer out of the bag or anything. And y'all, it went very well. Had the flight to Hatlanta, y'all. We arrived a little early, and then Big Fatty had to change terminals, but y'all, I had over an hour because we were early, and y'all didn't have the flight from Hatlanta to Charleston, and y'all, they were taking off to the east. Y'all, I've talked about this before, but in the Hatlanta, most air traffic takes off to the west, but if there's bad weather moving in, air traffic will take off to the east. So y'all, when we take off to the east coming to Charleston, y'all, it a 45-minute flight becomes about 25 minutes. And we were a good 25 minutes early getting into Charleston. Larry Clark picked me up. And I unpacked the valise and turned on the air conditioners here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, I didn't have any food in the house. So I went by the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Don't we, Squeaky Kitty? Just picked up a few little things. I didn't want to overdo it, y'all. They had strawberries on sale, so I got a couple of quarts of those. They had the blueberries on sale, y'all. I picked up a small little thing of the egg whites. I needed some of those, y'all. They had a Chinese vegetable solid mix that I'm gonna have that for my supper tonight. I got a Caesar solid kit. I got, what is that? I don't know what that is, y'all. I got. They had the good chicken tenders, you know, that come in the bag. So I got another bag of those. Let's see, what else did I get? And I got two chicken bazooms, because, y'all, that was going to be my supper last night. But, y'all, I got home, and then I wasn't hungry because I got busy and forgot to eat. But, y'all, I spent $31.16, but I saved $14.13. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess, y'all, as I oftentimes do, I went by the P.O. Box after the Von's East, and y'all, there was This says not for the podcast. Big Fanny, then why did you do it? Y'all, I've received a gift yet that I'm not allowed to open it on the little show. And you know who you are that sent that to me. Big Fanny, I know who it is, too. I'm going to announce. No, don't announce. Okay. But y'all, there was a box there also. It's from the Amazon. Big Fanny, is that any relation to Miss Beaver? I don't know. Y'all, let's just open it up here, and, I've got my scissors. Big Fanny, you're prepared. I can't believe it. Y'all, it's kind of hard to get back into the routine, but y'all, let's just see what this is. Let's just see. Oh,
Big Fanny, it's...
Oh, it's a box. It's a box in a box. Big Fanny. Let's just see if there's... Oh, y'all, it is from my youngest daughter, Nessa. And y'all, there's a little gift at here, and it says, look at here. It says, a gift from Nessa. Happy Father's Day. Love you lots and miss you too, Nessa. XO.
Big Fanny, that was...
And y'all, let's just open it up and see what lovely little Nessa did. Y'all, Sunday was Father's Day. Did you remember that? I've made the offer before, but I'll make it again. I'll be your daddy, Big Fanny. Please, you mean it vulgar like, y'all. And let's just look at that, y'all. It's a coffee cup. At least it's not a tie. Y'all, I'm glad I didn't get a tie. And it says, oh. Oh, my God. Y'all, this is fabulous. I may have to take this into the coal mine. It says, it's a brown mug. And it says, coffee makes me poop.
Big Fanny, that's...
That's fabulous. I have never seen that. I love it. I love it. And just the kind of thing you want to give to your father on Father's Day, a coffee mug that says, coffee makes me poop. Big Fanny. And y'all, it did this morning, too. I just got to say, y'all, and I climbed on the scale this morning, and I was up about... 3 to 4 pounds from that 10 days that I was down there eating all those cabs. So y'all, all in all, I'm okay with that. It could have been at least I'm not having to fast one day a week or anything like that. But y'all, it was. It was a good day in the coal mine, I'm still looking at this mug. It was a good day in the coal mine, y'all. Oh, y'all, that's that fried chicken. I took it in for my lunch today. But I had put it in the refrigerator, so it was cold fried chicken. And y'all, let me just assure you that the Von's East fried chicken, whether it be hot or cold, y'all, it makes me incredibly gassy. Incredibly gassy. And y'all, I just tooted right there at my desk. Y'all, it's just like being home. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, I had lots of e-letters and things to take care of when I got back to the coal mine on Monday morning. And y'all, it was a busy day. Busy. And y'all, but before I go on any further, I want to send out a very special thank you to Dr. Stone for helping me out with the G'days and the Universal and the Fort Lauderdale little shows that you've heard over the past week or so. Y'all, it's been a month of Sundays since we've had a live it up. Little Show. But yeah, I think I saw one posted this afternoon. I could have just been seeing things, though. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to him again for helping me out with that. He's a good sport. But y'all, also we were drinking. We were drinking a good bit also. So y'all, that makes doing a little show with a Big Fatty a little bit easier. And y'all, then at lunch today, I came home, and y'all, I was going to eat my fried chicken here, but I took it back to the office because...
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. I was there in the office, and then... Hey, everybody, are you free around 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon? I said, yes, I'll be home for lunch then. Well, Big Fatty, I might bring a friend by. And I said, well, come on. I said, but I got to be back at work by 2 p.m. in the afternoon. They said, not a problem. And y'all they were a little early, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just a little afternoon delight. It was a kind of a welcome home celebration, and y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big Fatty Dr. Stone ordered that. No, not that doctor. anyway, so for as bad as the gentleman caller was on Saturday night, there in the Fort Lauderdale, this was just lovely today. And there you have it. And y'all, I've got to tell you, I have got a buttload. Big Fatty, we don't need to know about the buttload or anything. Well, we've got a lot of voice letters that have come in over the past 2 weeks. And y'all, I promise I'm gonna get to them. It's just, you know, I'm just trying to catch up on things and all. And Big Fatty, don't forget to open that package that's you're not supposed to open on the little show. Y'all, by the way, I didn't reveal this to Dr. Stone, but you know that package of the sugar-free belly flops that that I got? You noticed that Dr. Stone's colon was working properly. And y'all, he didn't realize it, but I secretly fed him those in his drinks. Y'all, I just crushed them up in his bourbon, and that's why he was just shatting everywhere. Baby, you did not. The package didn't even open. Well, okay. Well, it was a good try. Let's see. Well, oh, y'all, I had on my way back to Charleston, when I landed in Hatlanta, I had a message from Granny, said, "Herbert, I was just wondering if you've gotten back from your vacation yet." And I called and left a message. No, I didn't. I didn't have time. So y'all, when I got home, I got on the cellular telephonic device. Oh, dear Gussie. And I said to Granny, I said, would you go out on Saturday night? He goes, oh, no, I just decided to stay in. I spent too much money this past week. And I went, oh, what'd you spend your money on? He got, oh, I got me a new car. And we're, what? Y'all, it's new to him. It's a 2011 Ford Escape, and you know, Big Fatty's got a 2012. So y'all, he just wants to be like Big Fatty, and you know, it's just like everybody. You know, like that Timmy Sims at the beginning of today's little show. He wants to be like Big Fatty, right, Timmy?
And Poodle, hey Poodle.
Oh, Big Fatty, he wants to be like Poodle too.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.